I don't have to introduce the libraries because you're all familiar with them, but every once in a while it's helpful to get a report and a word from them to see what's happening in the world, the library, the biblio world. So we are having a visitor this year, two visitors from both our libraries, one from each of our libraries, the New York State Braille and Talking Book Library and the Andrew High School Braille and Talking Book Library. I think I got the titles correct this time.
You did, yes.
Bernie?
Chancey, I'm up here.
Right, okay. Okay, so who am I putting on first, Chance?
Bernie.
Me.
Okay.
Sharon.
You're Bernie?
Sharon.
I'm Bernie.
Sharon.
Okay.
Okay. Bernie Sharon. Okay. Bernie, okay. So let me take it from north to south. We're going to put on for the first few until they've got until 12 o'clock. It's up to them. I'll shut up. Let me put on Sharon Phillips from the upstate New York State Brown Talking Book Library for whatever she cares to say, to share her time with Bernie, which is all I know, and Chancey Fleet, which is enough to know.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we tried.
Thank you, Mr. Jacobson.
Thank you.
You didn't bring Sharon, did you?
I didn't bring Sharon except sort of incorporated in spirit, exactly. First, let me say happy Halloween. I did come in costume. As a librarian, that's right. I have a suit and tie on. Like many of you, I do have some vision problems. I'm actually blind in my left eye, but I do want to assure you that just like Father Sheehan, I'm about 6'4", very handsome, a lot of hair, head and face. But most importantly, I am here from the government, and I'm here to help you.
Uh-oh.
Carl says, uh-oh. My regular job is working for you as the State Librarian of New York. But Sharon Phillips has moved from her job as the Regional Librarian to a different job in the State Library, so I am the acting regional librarian. And I just want to sort of give you a little bit of history, and we'll have a quiz on this later, so I want to be sure you all remember this. I want you to pull your hats over your heads and put your gloves on and button your coats, because in 1818 there were no zippers, so you had to button your coat. I want you to be sure your boots are on tight, because the date is April 21st, 1818. Anybody remember that? Okay, that's good. April 21st, 1818, it was very cold here in Albany. It was 27 degrees. It was a Tuesday, and it had been snowing since the Friday before. There was 15 inches of snow on the ground in Albany. The streets and walkways were a muddy mess. You can imagine. 27 degrees, 15 inches of snow. And it was on that day, April 21st, 1818, that the New York State Library was founded. The state legislature, as the last piece of legislation passed in that session, created the New York State Library. Fast forward from 1818 to 1896. The State Library for the Blind was founded in Albany. Fast forward again to 1931. The New York State Library for the Blind became part of a national network, one of the founding libraries, in a national network of regional libraries created by the Library of Congress to provide what I think initially were called recorded books on long playing records to people with sight disabilities. fast forward to today, you can download books, you can get players, you can get provided with a variety of services regardless of your visual disability, your reading disability, or your physical disability. Now, I need your help today. You all probably know about this service. Some of you, I hope, are consumers of our service. But there are many, many people who don't know about us and don't know about the services that the Andrew High School Library in New York City, that Chancey is going to share with you a little bit about, that are offered there as well. I'm sure you know that there are about 300,000 people who we identify as blind in New York State. Add to that people who have low vision and other vision disabilities. Add to that people who, just because of other challenges, cannot hold a book. Add to that people with reading and learning disabilities. There are thousands of people who we need to get service to. The New York State Library for the Blind, TIBLE, Talking Book and Braille Library, and the Andrew High School, we serve together about 30,000 people. We're just scratching the surface. These are free services provided by the money that you and I pay in taxes. And obviously, it's a service critically important to be sure that we have significant literacy in our world. We can't operate a democracy today if we have people who are not literate. And the whole idea of having a system of public education, a system of free public libraries, is to be sure that we have an informed citizenry. And we need to include everyone in that, not just those who are sighted. So I need your help today to be sure that you know about our services personally, and that at every opportunity you share with others, whether there are people who also have disabilities or those who are caregivers, service providers, even drug company reps can join us in being sure that people know that there are some significant and free services available to help people be part of the world, to help people read, to help people listen, to help people be well informed. So I want to thank you, Mr. Jacobson, for the opportunity to share a few thoughts. I hope I'm the winner of the costume contest. And this isn't trick or treat, folks. This is serious business. So I invite you and ask, beg even, for your help. For those of you who do have some sight, I've left a flyer and a brochure on the back table. I hope you will take those and share those with friends and neighbors and colleagues. We do want to significantly increase our service catchment. We want more people to sign up. Again, it's free, and we thank you for your help today.
Thank you. Wrapping up the libraries this morning, with a new perspective from the libraries, one of the newer staff people at the Andrew High School Library for the Blind and never mind. I'm never sure of the title. It's a Maryland Talking Book Library now, isn't it? We give you the Andrew High School Library representative for this morning, who needs no introduction, Chancey Fleet.
Thank you. Okay. I know it's close to lunchtime. I hope you'll bear with this brief presentation with patience and fortitude. I come from the New York Public Library. So our library is the Andrew Haskell Braille and Talking Book Library, New York Public Library. I don't think we're in the Guinness Book of World Records for longest library name, but I think we're close. But what that really means is that we do two things. We house the Library of Congress, National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped collection, as you know, Braille and Talking Books. And we also are a New York Public Library community branch, which is why I said patience and fortitude before. So our busy public branch sees patrons with and without disabilities from all ages and all walks of life. And we provide regular NYPL services, and we also provide Braille and audiobooks through NLS. And I'll get back to why I'm explaining that in just a moment. To clarify, the Andrew Haskell Braille and Talking Book Library provides Braille and audiobook materials to all five boroughs, not just the three that NYPL serves, and Long Island. So if you are in any of those locations, we serve you with Braille and audiobooks and with BARD service, which is our Braille and audiobook reading and download service for smartphones, tablets, Macs, PCs. But if you live, work, or pay taxes in New York, you're eligible for a free New York Public Library card. So the services we offer on the NYPL side, like book borrowing, like DVD and CD borrowing, and our free public workshops, are available to just about anyone who's in this room. So bear that in mind, and I'll come back to a new announcement in a moment that pertains. One new initiative that we've started in the past couple of years, many of you may know that Nefertiti Matos and myself work in our new accessible technology program. We provide technology and Braille support to groups and individuals that is peer-driven. It either comes from us or from our team of dedicated assistive technology users who are volunteers. All of our coaching and workshops are free of charge, and they are also free of paperwork. The only thing you need to do is register and show up. We offer technology and Braille workshops. Our group workshops are on topics like LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Gmail, NVDA. The list goes on. And we offer one-on-one coaching. We offer typing instruction. All of that is available to anyone who's willing to come to the library. And for our group workshops, you can participate remotely. If you make arrangements and contact us, we will conference you in. I'm going to provide you with our web address and then our phone number. This web address and phone number pertains to everything that I'm talking about this morning. The web address is talkingbooks.nypl for New York Public Library.org. And you'll see all of our upcoming workshops, including our upcoming workshop on the 7th on Unified English Braille. That's next Saturday. And the phone number is 212-206-5400. And again, if you're upstate and you're interested in participating in some of our group programs, we will conference you in. The second, before I get to that, I'd just like to mention we started, when I was a volunteer and working somewhere else, we started back in 2010, myself and Nihal, and later we were joined by Nefertiti and a couple other folks, a small 3-hour-a-week computer support clinic where we helped people with everyday technology questions. And I'm happy to say that both Nefertiti and I are now working in paid positions and running this program. We serve 49 unique patrons a month for about 117 hours of one-on-one coaching a month, plus group workshops and our phone support for BARD. And we couldn't have done it without meeting each other and knowing each other through the NFB. So this movement really works in sometimes unexpected ways. moving right along, I'd like to remind everyone or introduce those who don't know to our oral history project. There are oral history projects throughout the New York Public Library branches. Does anyone happen to know the name of ours? Okay, we gotta step up our outreach game. Ours is called Visible Lives, Voices of the Disability Experience. We believe it is the largest disability-themed oral history project right now in the US. We have conducted over 161 interviews so far, and we are looking for both interviewers, those who are willing to listen and record, and storytellers. because we shouldn't leave behind a historical record where the only voices of people with disabilities are from people who became famous. Everyone deserves the opportunity to tell their story and to have their story preserved so that future generations can learn, not from those of us that are close to microphones all the time, but from all of us. Our interview kits for interviewers and storytellers are completely accessible. We use accessible digital recorders. Our interviews are archived on the New York Public Library website. We now have a transcription tool. We're going to launch it next week. We have a launch party called Together We Listen, and the transcription tool allows anyone to go in and transcribe from the audio recordings of the stories that are told to print so that it becomes searchable, taggable, and usable by people who are deaf and hard of hearing. And yes, our transcription tool is accessible to people who are blind using magnification or screen reading software. Yay. We are rolling out that transcription tool, not just at our branch, but throughout the New York Public Library system, because the entire New York Public Library system is committed to a future that includes robust accessibility. Finally, I'd like to announce a new partnership that we have. If you are a member of the Andrew Haskell Braille and Talking Book Library, or even if you're served by the Upstate Library, you can get a New York Public Library card. Your Bookshare membership is now free. If you don't know what Bookshare is, it's a collection of over 250,000 books. You can magnify them, you can listen to them with speech, you can read them in Braille with a Braille display, you can download them as audio and load them on the digital talking book machine that you already get for free from us. And all you gotta do is contact us and say, I'm interested in the Bookshare membership, and we'll make sure all your paperwork's in order, and then we will give you a secret code that I am not going to say on mic, and then you're going to start reading. And if you get stuck learning to use Bookshare, you're gonna come see me or Nefertiti or our dedicated team of volunteers, and we are gonna get you reading. Thank you for joining us as we continue to innovate new programs that enhance knowledge, promote lifelong learning, and strengthen our communities, particularly this community. Thank you.